Nolte, Trump contesting the election is patriotic and vital for American democracy. By John Nolte on November 13, 2020. President Trump believes, and not without cause, that the 2020 presidential was rigged. A top pollster, one of the few remaining credible pollsters, shows less than half the country believe Joe Biden won the election. Even one of our disgraced pollsters shows that 70% of Republicans believe the election was rigged against Trump. Hell, 14% of Democrats would not say they trusted the results. Whether you are a Democrat or Republican, liberal or conservative, this is a problem. This is a big problem. An American problem. Fact, a number of Democrat-run swing states mailed out millions of mail-in ballots not requested by the voters. Millions of ballots were just lying around all over the place. Fact, a number of Democrat-run precincts just stopped counting on election night. Something I have never before seen, and when they started counting again, the tide destroyed Trump's huge leads. Fact, voting rules were changed without legislative approval at the last minute in a number of swing states. Sorry, I'm suspicious. I just am. And I'm not alone, but, and this is important, even if Joe Biden ends up winning, I am willing to accept that if this election is independently audited, recounted, investigated, and recanvassed. It looks as though Georgia is going to do exactly that. That's wonderful news. And if the process in Georgia is bipartisan and thorough and Trump ends up losing the state, I can accept that. And I think I speak for millions of Trump supporters, if not tens of millions. We just want to be sure, and if we're sure, we will accept the outcome. Isn't that what all good Americans driven by good intentions and patriotism should want? Sure, there will be some Trump supporters who we will never accept a Biden wins, but they will pale compared to the tens of millions of Democrats, including the thousands in every corporate newsroom, who refused to accept the results of the 2016 election and spent 4 years using lies and conspiracy theories and forged warrant applications and illegal leaks and wiretaps to overturn it. Nevertheless, we have two choices going forward in 2020. The first choice comes from the corporate media: shut up and say President-elect Biden. Say it. Sa-a-i-i-it, you filthy Russian. That's exactly what the media are telling us. They just want us to shut up and sit down and take the hit. They want us to believe that after 4 years of lying to us about Russia hoaxes and race hoaxes and Brett Kavanaugh and fish food and the Covington KK kids and Martin Luther King's Oval Office bust and thousands of rigged polls, that this time, they are telling us the truth when they say this was a free and fair election. That'll be the day. Our second choice is to support the Trump campaign's efforts to legally contest a disputed election, to give them time to gather evidence, which they are doing, despite what the media tell you, affidavits are evidence, and then to present this evidence to the courts and wait for a legal ruling. In other words, our second choice is to allow the democratic process, the legal process in contesting an election, to take its course, which would include bipartisan recounts, audits, and recanvassing. This isn't Al Gore cynically demanding selective recounts in selective countries. Trump is confident a fair and impartial count of legal votes gives him a second term. Those are our choices. We can shut up and take it, or be sure we got it right. Obviously, to any decent American, choice number two is a no-brainer. Of course we should be certain we got it right. Of course we should. Let's say Joe Biden ends up winning the election. What's better for him? For more than half the country to believe he didn't win. That he was forced on us by a rigged process. For him to serve 4 years under a staggering cloud of fraud because everyone was bullied into shutting up and taking it? Or would it be better for him to take office after we're sure we got the election right? We all know the answer to that. And in the event Biden prevails, it's also better for America and Americans that Trump be allowed, on behalf of the 70-plus million who voted for him, to present the best evidence he can and make the best case he can. There is only one way to get a huge chunk of those 51% of Americans who do not believe Biden won to accept the situation if Biden is sworn in as president, and that's to let the legal process run its course and be sure we got the 2020 election right. That makes perfect sense, and yet the media are fighting tooth and nail against it. Ask yourselves why. Well, I have two theories. One, the media are terrified of what might be uncovered if these deep blue precincts are audited, even if it isn't enough to overturn the results. And two, The media don't want the country coming together to accept the results. They want us divided and angry. What Trump is doing in litigating the election results is an act of patriotism. It's the right thing for America, for Americans, for the health of our democracy, and, believe it or not, for a potential Biden presidency. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.